Alrighty, and our theme wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 385 in that continuing series. We're at 62 degrees. We've got rain coming down here in central Minnesota. Boy, blessed rain, as they say. So excited to have that rain coming down. And we're coming up on 9 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. And it is our 85th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Bob Zagozda. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Si. Thank you for having me on the show.
Perfect. And your address says Carter Lake, Iowa, but I know you do a lot in Nebraska as well. For the people that don't know, and I just asked you off the air, describe where you are at there.
Okay, so I grew up in Nebraska, but I live now in Carter Lake, which is just a tiny slice of Iowa that's on the Nebraska side of the Missouri River.
Oh.
We're actually kind of sandwiched between the airport and downtown Omaha, so I actually live closer to downtown Omaha than most people in Omaha do.
Okay. Very good. Born and raised there, Bob, or where did you get started in life?
Well, I started taking piano lessons when I was 4.5 years old and then added clarinet lessons when I was 8, and my mom's side of the family played, so my grandfather grew up in a little town just west of Columbus, Nebraska, called Duncan, and we would go out to visit them, and of course, you know, back in those days, you know, we would go out, and after dinner, after, you know, grandma fixed a nice lunch, and we'd go out on the picnic table and start playing. You know, Duncan's just a little town of about 300-some people, and we'd set up on the picnic table after lunch and start playing, you know, some old Polish-style Postato Kreisku, you know, just accordion, bass, and clarinet.
Uh-huh.
Pretty soon all the neighbors would be coming over. And so I kind of learned to play from, you know, my mom's side of the family.
All right. Okay. Is that where you were born and raised, Bob? Are you from that area, or are you a transplant?
No. My mom was from Duncan. I grew up in South Omaha. I'm a South Omaha guy, and you know, I was taking music lessons, you know, for several years, and then kind of learned how to play a bunch of other instruments, you know, myself, and did, you know, played in high school and stuff too. And I joined a band. The first band I joined was the Lenny Rich Orchestra when I was 12 years old.
Oh my goodness, really? Wow. And where did you go to high school, Bob?
I went to a high school called Bishop Ryan.
Uh-huh.
High school. It's been closed for many years now, but yeah, it was quite an innovative high school, and you know, we kind of didn't have a ton of, not a very big band and that kind of thing. So we kind of got used to doing things on our own, I think, which helped me out later in life.
Okay, very good. And your last name is Zagozda. Nationality, are Polish, would that be your nationality? Are you German or what are you?
No, 100% Polish.
100% Polish, and thus the Polish style music, huh?
You bet.
All right.
I grew up with that. And I also play some old time too. There's a band in town, Kenny Janik Orchestra, and I also play for Kenny.
Okay. Well, good. And you sent me a copy of one of your CDs, and I've had a chance to listen to it, and I think it's really good Polish-style music, the kind that I like. It reminds me of the Jolly Brothers. Did you know of Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers?
I did not know Gene personally, but I knew of them.
Okay.
I had a radio show here in Omaha for almost 21 years.
Oh, you did?
Sunday morning. So I got to know a lot of the bands and things because I used to go to quite a few festivals back in the day. So I played the Jolly Brothers on my show, too, so I'm a bit familiar with them. Yeah, we kind of patterned the band. You know, when we decided to start the band, you know, the Lenny Rich Band, all these guys that play in my band all started with the Lenny Rich Band. And we just needed we were a wedding band with Lenny, and we started Polka Joy just to have a little bit smaller group to be able to take advantage of, like, playing in bars and smaller places and things. And we all liked the old Little Wally sound and the Wanda and Stephanie sound, and so that's kind of what we patterned our band off of.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Family guy, Bob, do you have a wife and kids, or what's things like for you?
Oh, yeah, I've been married since 1979. I've got two daughters. I've got and five grandkids. One of my daughter Jen and her family with three of my grandkids live in Bloomington, Minnesota, actually.
Okay.
So we make it up to Minnesota a couple of times a year to see the grandkids. They come down every once in a while, and then I have a daughter here in town with two grandkids. So.
Okay. And your wife's name?
My wife's name is Mary.
Mary, okay.
Yeah, we met in college, and so we've been married for 42 years now. So.
Oh, good for you. Any music in the rest of the family there, the daughters or the wife or anybody?
No. My wife used to play piano years ago when she was young, and actually my daughter Kate played clarinet for a while, and then she got into softball instead. Didn't have time to do both. So.
There you go. So they come out and support you then?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the in-town grandkids in particular love to come, and we play. We have a Polish home here in Omaha. We play there a couple of times a year, and they try to make it, to any public dances that we have.
All right, what are things like in your neck of the woods these days? The COVID restrictions all being lifted now. Are you pretty much open, or what's it like?
Oh, Nebraska's a pretty much open state now. The College World Series is going on, and so they're allowing full capacity at the stadium. We've just had the Olympic swim trials are wrapping up this weekend, and same thing. It's been, the mask mandates are all gone. We just finished a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. We played a company party Thursday, and then we played at the Polish Home Friday night for a parking lot dance. And then last night we played for Polish Fest at a German place, and we had great crowds and there's no mask mandate, so everybody was walking around. Nebraska has one of the highest vaccination rates of states in the nation. So
okay,
we're doing pretty well here that way.
Well, good. That's good. I'm sure you were shut down like the whole country was back a year ago.
Well, actually, the place we played last night, which is called the Uber House, we played, the guy that owns the Uber House owns several establishments in Omaha, and we actually played five or six times last year. We were lucky enough that he had several outdoor events, and he had his festival plans approved by the Douglas County Health Department, and so we ended up playing five or six jobs all outside. Because he had a plan to, restrict attendance, and had, you know, outside and had the table spread apart and that kind of thing. So we were lucky. We at least played five jobs last year.
Oh, that's great. That was one way to stay just a little bit practiced. So that's awesome. Well, Bob, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
You bet. Sounds great.
All righty. So, Cy here with the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, reminding you to stop by each and every Friday and Saturday and patronize our fine local charitable organizations who host the cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Organizations like the St. Joe Lions, the St. Joe Lady Y2K Lions, the Knights of Columbus, Sons of the Legion, and others, all volunteering their time and talent cooking up those great entrees on the grill. Hamburger patties, brats, hot dogs, and more. Each organization in their own special way. All proceeds from these sales are usually returned right back to the community. Hats off to all of you for a job well done. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Lady Lions. Come out and roar just a little bit and socialize with the ladies while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The St. Joe Meat Market cures and smokes pig ears and bones and now smoked beef jerky, liver jerky, for pet food treats. These are treats for all sizes of pets, everything from Little Muffy and Cece to Fido and Pluto. Pick up your special treat for your pet the next trip into the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat. It's our smoked tater tot hot dish brat. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday nights till 7, Saturdays till 5, closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Bob, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we send it out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and Mary and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
That sounds great, and thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate it.
Well, that's awesome. And, like I ask a lot of the folks, you've played a few of the Polka Fests where they've been known to serve a brat and a beverage or so?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better than that outdoor food, huh? Oh, man. Warm summer evening, it goes so well.
It does.
You bet.
Very nice.
Well, Bob, so you learned music in school then. Did you learn to read music, or do you play most of your music by ear? How does it work for you?
Oh, no. I learned how to play by ear, but I've always been able to read music.
Okay.
In fact, until the pandemic, one of the other places that I played, I played in the 17-piece jazz band at a local restaurant here. So I'm very used to playing music. I played in jazz band in college, too.
Oh, you did. Okay. All right. Very good. And do you have music scores written for the band, for the Polka Joy band, or do you pretty much play by ear on that?
I have lead trumpet parts set up. We play a kind of a mixture of honky and push, and I've got, you know, charts written up for everything. I don't use them on the honky tunes. I usually have it more so for the words than anything, especially as you get a few years on you, you know, you need to have those words available.
Those memory issues will, pop up at the worst time. Isn't that something? And the harder you try to think of something, the bigger that block gets in front of your forehead, huh?
Absolutely.
Who are the members in the Polka Joy Band and what do they play?
Well, my guys have been with me now for, between Lenny's band and this band, most of them joined in the mid to late 70s. So my accordion player has been with me the longest. His name is Doug Mendick. He plays MIDI accordion, so he also provides the bass in the band.
Okay.
In fact, I played with Lenny for many years, and Lenny's back playing with me now. He plays concertina in my band, so Lenny Rich Sedlick. And then Frank Sedlick is my horn player, and they're not related, even though they have the same last name. And then my drummer is Tom Hazuka. His dad had a old-time band here in town, and Tom played drums when he was a teenager in his dad's band. So he's also been playing for a long time. But all of us have been together for more than 40 years now. So.
Oh, my. So some good continuity there.
Yes. Yeah, we love to play, and we love to have a good time when we play. And we love the interaction with the crowd, and so it's really been a fun thing to do over the years.
Well, that's great. A lot of good venues to play in your area yet. I'm sure over the years you've had a lot of ballrooms that have probably come and gone. What's it like out there?
Well, yeah, there's not too many things at ballrooms and not too many festivals, but where we've really seen the big increase in jobs in the last 5-6 years has been Oktoberfest festivals.
Oh, okay.
Like I mentioned, this place we played yesterday, the Huber House, the gentleman who owns that has several other places and breweries. He kind of specializes in, microbrewery. And we play, I think, 5 or 6 times for his establishment a year. Just him alone. And then, of course, we have Polish Home here in Omaha. We play there twice a year. And so we have a fair amount of recurring jobs. We also do a lot of parish festivals in the summertime.
Okay.
Fall.
Uh-huh.
And so we're on pace to play about, we'll probably play 21 or 22 jobs this year, which, when I look back at my dance job list, in 2006, we only played 7 jobs. So we worked hard at trying to develop new places, and we've been successful, but it's Oktoberfests that really, really have increased over the years.
Okay.
We play almost a third of our jobs in September and October.
Oh, that's awesome. Bob, do you do something else for an occupation, or did you make your living off of music?
Oh, no. I was an accounting major in college, and most recently I was the chief financial officer of a local school district, but I retired last summer. Which was a little difficult because we weren't really playing very much. The big band kind of went dark, during COVID.
And yeah.
We only played, polka band only played a couple times. But now that it's picking up again. But, yeah, I know I retired last summer as a chief financial officer.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, we're getting right down towards the end of the program, and I kind of warned you, Bob. I usually ask every musician about this time if they've got a special memory or an event or anything that stands out in their life. Could have been an award, could have been getting stuck in a snowstorm. What have you got for us?
Well, I guess 2 things. I'm a member of the Sokol Omaha Polka Hall of Fame, which was really a nice honor to achieve. And that I got inducted, I think it was in 2008. Just the memories of playing at my grandfather's house with my mom and my uncle and my grandfather, that was just I look back on that now, and it just really meant a lot to have family involved.
That's awesome. You bet. Well, very good, Bob. We've reached 8 minutes past the hour of 12. Time to wrap up this edition, our Musicians Come and Play program. We want to take this time to thank you. Thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every musician, if the good Lord is willing and you and I are here down the road, we'll probably do this thing again sometime. How's that?
I would love to do that, Cy. And once again, thanks for having me on the show. And happy Father's Day going out to all the dads out there.
Very good, and wish you the same. Thank you so much, Bob. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
All right, thanks again.
And there he goes, Bob Zagozda, our 385th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Bob and Polka Joy in just moments. Thank you. Zavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, wrapping up our 385th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We are now at 61 degrees, rain coming down here in central Minnesota. It's with great joy that we say rain coming down. Yes, it's Father's Day today, but I don't think there's a tear in anybody's eye to see the rain coming down. Boy, we've needed it for so long here, and it's so good to see it raining like it is. Nice, steady, slow rain, the kind that soaks into the ground, makes the crops grow. So good for everybody enjoying the rain. Well, we're going to get right into the music of Bob Zagozda's Polka Joy Band. And right now, the first selection on this CD, one called the Polka Joy Theme. And it features Frank and Bob on the vocals. Bob Zagozda and his band Polka Joy out of the Nebraska area. Great sounding band there, yes indeed. One called Polka Joy. Right now it's waltz time, one called The Girl I Left Behind. Thank you. Yes, some great Polish-style music there by Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy out of the Omaha, Nebraska area. 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 61 our current temperature here in Albany. We are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always sponsored by and brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours, located in Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie B's Tours, a great traveling organization, and yeah, just a couple of short weeks till we go to Medora with Jeannie B, and we're looking forward to that. Yeah, any of you folks that have been experiencing 2020 cabinitis, Jeannie B's Tours is the tour company to contact. She's got the sure cure for it. There are lots of great trips throughout the rest of this year, and Jeannie can tell you all about them. So her fun-filled itineraries include the Fall Colors of the Ozarks, the Branson Holiday Tour, including favorites like Daniel O'Donnell and the Presley family. Then there's Door County, Wisconsin, which is the Cape Cod of the Midwest. There's the Westward Ho, and that includes the Medora musical, which will be on the 13th of July, 4 days in all. Let's see what else. Yellowstone, Grand Teton Parks, and the Black Hills. There's also the Ark Encounter Creation Museum Experience. There's the sites of Duluth and Bayfield. That's just mentioning a few of the various places that are included in the 2021 schedule. Jeannie does the vacation trips, as she calls them. So, yeah, if you want to go to one of the casinos or one of the various sites and be back home in your own bed, you can do that. She has all sorts of those. And she has the overnight ones to some of the various casinos as well. One that Jeannie's really looking forward to is, let me find that for you here. That is the Johnny Cash Tribute Tour, The Man in Black, and that's at the Ives Theater in Bloomington, Minnesota. That tour includes transportation, guide, delicious lunch, show ticket, the show ticket, prizes, and treats on the coach. The cost is just $93. Pickups for the tour are in Sox Center, Melrose, Freeport, Albany, Richmond, and St. Joe, and Clearwater. So call now, as they're already filling the second bus. Another awesome tour is July 27th through the 29th, up close and Minnesotan. 3 days up north filled with Itasca Park, narrated boat cruise, the newly opened Park Rapids Summer Hill Farm Adventure, the Jasper Musical Theater Musical at Park Rapids. There's a German dinner lunch at the Douglas Lounge in Itasca Park. Also, the Shooting Star Casino lodging one night in also Walker, Minnesota. So, yeah, a loaded itinerary. Call now. And for any or all of these tours, to get a hold of Jeannie, make that reservation, give her a call, 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581. You can also check her out on the web. That's www.jeanniebtours.com. So check out all those various trips. Fun trip to take in with Jeannie B. And yeah, she does a great job. We've traveled before with Jeannie and does a great job of hosting. You're sure to enjoy yourself. That's Jeannie Bonfig and Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 23 minutes past the hour, 12 o'clock, 23 past 12, 61 our temperature here in Albany. Old time polka time with Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy, one called the Lover Lover Polka.
Wow.
Good stuff for you there. Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy, One Call, Lover, Lover Polka. 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 61 degrees, and the rains continues to come down here in central Minnesota. Here's one by Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy, One Call, Gypsy. Bob Zagozda and the Polka Joy Band out of Nebraska, and one called the Gypsy Polka. 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading at 61 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's one called You Will Cry.
Ваганочка, Багано. Эй, за девчине Ваганочка.
Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy, and one called You Will Cry Polka, and some great Polish-style music there by Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 61 our current temperature here in Albany, as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And boy, with that rain coming down, the grass is going to start growing again, and you'll need a lawnmower that's going to perform. And that Hustler does the job, does a really nice job. So check him out at Kevin's. He's got all sorts of new models on hand. Beautiful showroom there. Got the old barn, the old milk house, remodeled and refurbished. And so got them all lined up in there. You can check out everything from those little Raptors all the way up to the Super Z's and beyond. Nice overhead door. You set your eye on one. He'll pop the door open. You can run it around out there, try it out on the yard. So nice big yard out there. Fun place to go, Kevin's Countryside. Yeah, nice pond that he's got built there. It's got the goldfish swimming around in there. Kids will enjoy going out there as well. Make it a family day, you bet. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So, yeah, he can change your belts and hoses, your lubricants. Yes, he can do it all for you. And, of course, he does accept trades. So if old Bessie's getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And, yeah, I forgot to mention, he can also sharpen your blades. That's a big factor, too. Because at our age, you know, it's kind of overrated to get down there underneath that lawnmower and wrestle those blades out from underneath there. Kevin's got the nice hoists out there. He'll put the machine up on the hoist and unscrew the blades, sharpen them up, put them back on, get you all back in business. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. And also, new and exciting this year out at Kevin's, he took on the Ego power line of equipment. Yes, this is battery-powered equipment, 56-volt. That's a good-sized battery. And I bought one of these units from Kevin, and it does the job, does a really nice job. It's got a weed trimmer. So this particular kit came with the power head, with a weed trimmer. It also has an edger for going along the curb and the ditch, driveway, sidewalk. You know, you can edge that very nice. And also, I bought the pole saw. Yeah, the extended chainsaw there. So as soon as I get a little time here, I want to try that one out and trim some trees. We've got branches hanging down when you're cutting your lawn. Know how it takes your hat off? Oh, frustrating. Well, I'm going to take care of those low-hanging branches. And, yeah, climbing up on a ladder at our age, kind of overrated. So tippy and dangerous, actually, climbing those ladders with a chainsaw, reaching up, trying to trim those branches. So with this power head and that extended pole saw, you can reach up there and trim those branches off, get them clear over your head, and make life a lot easier for you when you're mowing your lawn. So, yeah. This system here, 56-volt lithium battery, and the power to outperform gas. it says in the brochure here. So pick up one of these nice brochures next time you're in the area by Kevin. Gives you all the statistics and all the pictures here of all the different attachments. Also has a self-propelled lawnmower, walk-behind lawnmower, battery-powered. And there's a chainsaw that's battery-powered. There's a leaf blower, a couple of them, a backpack blower, and a handheld blower. So, and Kevin demonstrated that for us. My goodness, has that got some power. So check that all out next time you're in the area by Kevin's. Again, easy to find as you head out of St. Joe, west out of St. Joe, on County Road 75. Take a left, or take a right, rather, on County Road 7, County Road 3, off of County Road 75. You'll see the big billboard sign there points your way to Kevin's Countryside. As you travel along County Road 3, about 6 miles, look for him on the left-hand side of the road there. Big yellow and orange sign hanging from the post in the ditch that says Kevin's Countryside. And again, for more information, give him a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us our final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy, one called Girls in My Life. Bob Zagozda, one called the Girls in My Life Polka. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 61 our temperature, rain still continuing here in central Minnesota. It's waltz time, one called Merrily I Sing Waltz. Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy.
Ja sobie śpiewam.
Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy, one called Merrily I Sing Waltz, and featuring Bob on the vocal there. Coming up on 17 minutes before the hour 1 o'clock, our temperature reading of 61 degrees and rain continues here in central Minnesota. Here's one, it's an instrumental one called Unita. We'll be right back. Mobs the Gozda and Polka Joy, one called the Unita Polka. And boy, they've got a nice tempo. If you feel your feet tapping and feeling like you should get up and hop around, well, then you're pretty much normal, because boy, that's how I feel. My goodness, they've got a nice tempo there. It just makes you feel like dancing. Music continues with Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy, one called None Do I Care For. Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy with one called None Do I Care For. Nice polka tune. Nice polka tune there by Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy. Right now, it's Oberic time, or Oberic time, however you want to say it. And it's an instrumental one called The Dancing Fingers Oberic. Thank you. one called the Dancing Fingers Oberic. Yes, Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy. And one more on the way, one called Don't Tease Me, featuring Bob on the vocal. Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy, some great Polish-style music there. That one called Don't Tease Me, Bob himself on the vocal. Can really sing that Polish. Didn't get a chance to ask him in the show, but must speak Polish very fluently. And he did say that Polish was their nationality, so I'm sure very fluent with that Polish vocabulary. Well, it's time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here at 7 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And it's a nice waltz tune, one called Please Believe Me Waltz, Bob Zagozda. Ah, yes. And there they go. Bob Zagozda and Polka Joy. One called Please Believe Me Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. Now 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 61 degrees here in central Minnesota.